really doesn't surprise me that an old church would be haunted. Why not? Let's get into it. So if you're new here, I'm Brooke Senta. I'm a singer and fitness instructor, but I have also seen a lot of supernatural things pretty much my entire life, as well as done urban exploring as long as I could. Oh my gosh. This is the second that I could. Oh my gosh. Words are hard. I kept it under wraps because people thought I was crazy or creepy or concerned about me. But this year I decided that I was going to be completely who I am and show that to the world and start talking about it. So here we are. I've seen stuff, dude. I've seen stuff. Creepy, non-creepy, good, bad, the ugly. I've seen possessions. I've seen demons. I've seen angels. None of those things look like what you think they do. If you've never seen spirits, then that's for you. If you have, then you already know. Oftentimes, anyways, don't look like you think. And it's definitely not how it's portrayed in movies. But the supernatural. So I discovered Sam and Colby. If you don't know who they are, they're ghost hunters. They do a lot of, with paranormal. And I discovered them the end of December, so not very long ago. And it's not even March yet, so just like a couple of months. And I got on this rabbit trail watching their videos, and that's what made me realize like who I really am and like how much I've been holding back that the world probably needs to hear. And I've had so many questions, and I just really want to demystify the supernatural and help make it less scary, because it doesn't have to be a scary place. Not everything is demons, not everything is evil. And even if it is, there are ways that you can be safe and you can protect yourself, and it doesn't have to be scary. So, and I've had, if you've listened to any of my podcasts or watched any of my YouTube videos, which some of these stories haven't come out yet, but if there, you know, I've dealt with a witch trying to kill me, a dark witch doing dark magic, part of the occult, trying to kill me. I've dealt with demons. I've dealt with possessions. I've seen angels. There's not a lot that surprises me anymore. I've seen apparitions, full-fledged apparitions. Actually, it's not scary. I don't think it is anyways. It's just afterwards, you're kind of like, whoa, wait, what? It's confusing more than anything, because you think you like saw this and talked to this person or whatever, and afterward you realize, not even afterwards, like you just come to a point where you're like, they just disappeared. I don't know what to make of life anymore. It's just confusing. But a few of them, actually, I've seen them, Sam and Colby, go to abandoned church, a couple of them at least, and like they were Catholic, I believe, the churches. So like one in particular that I remember was this church. Sorry, the crows in the background are insane. This one in particular was an abandoned church. I think there was a hospital in it as well, but it was ran by nuns, the hospital and the church, and was like rumored to be like this really evil place. And they were so confused because they're like, how is a church this evil? It actually makes, oh, I hope the wind's not too bad. I was like, actually, it makes perfect sense to me. So let's talk about that. The wind just picked up. The crows and the wind, what the heck? I hope it's not too bad. Oh my gosh. I might have to re-record this episode. It's golden hour too, by the way. I'm really happy right now. I love golden hour. And I've been out in golden. I have been doing golden hour walks a lot lately. It's been great. Anyways, so I really hope that this isn't too bad. I'm so sorry if it is. Hopefully I'll just re-record it. But, anyways, so they were so confused as to why a place with nuns would be so evil. And I'm like, it actually makes perfect sense to me. Not because I think nuns are inherently evil or priests are inherently evil, nothing like that. But there's two things that happen. Is one, if you tell a little secret, then that can snowball into a bigger secret and more people get involved. And like that can just keep snowballing and piling up and become like this huge secret. And like then it like starts to get more and more evil, because then you have to like with these lies, like you have to like make sure to keep it hidden. You have to like watch your back. You have to like just go out of your way to like make sure it's hidden. So that can really snowball out of control. That's why like when you keep things in darkness, it just gets darker. Whereas like if you bring things to the light, if you like tell the truth, even when it's hard, or like have a conversation that's hard with a friend or whatever, it can take care of it right away instead of letting it become this big thing that maybe it wouldn't have been before. So like that's just life and humanness. But then the other thing, the spiritual reason why it doesn't necessarily surprise me that a place with nuns would be so evil is because people that practice like dark magic, part of the occult, like evil people who want more power. So what happens with demons and attachments and like evil attachments or anything like that is if you break that off of somebody or break it off of a place and they weren't really ready to let go of that yet, it not only comes back, it comes back a lot stronger. So a church is a place where a lot of prayer takes place. So if somebody's not evil and wants more dark power, they could easily come to the church and be like, hey, help me out, break this off. And most people in the church want to help. And yes, you would have to know which church to go to figure that out too, because not everybody is like, yeah, praying for spirits, praying for demons. Like some people don't even believe in demons. So you'd have to know where to go. But there's been a couple of times where I've refused to pray for somebody because I knew, and I was like, absolutely not helping you out with that. Pissed them off, that's for sure. But if people were coming in there that wanted more power, that's a possibility. Or if these lies and things were going around and they were praying people, they may have started off with good intentions, but the darkness might have kept getting darker and soon the intents were evil. So they're in this place of praying, and these people are, some probably have good intentions and some not so much. And because of that, the ones with the not so good intentions, that power is getting stronger, while the good intentions is getting confused as to why it's getting more evil instead of less. So when you give the darkness that much power, like it has place to get more power. And if you break it off when somebody isn't really ready to let go of it, like this is why like I'm really careful when I'm casting these things out of places. If I do, I don't normally, unless it's my own house, which I don't normally have to do a lot of because it's usually pretty clean as far as spirit goes. I try and keep it pretty clean anyway. So you just have to be really careful, because I don't want to make the darkness darker, first of all. But second of all, I don't want to make anybody's life harder, especially if they were like actually not, that was never their intent. So like, I just don't want to make anybody's life harder. So it's something that I want to make sure that they're ready for, so that it doesn't make their life harder. But also there's been a few times where it's been like they're actually seeking evil, and I'm absolutely not gonna engage in this. But like most of the time it's just mostly because I just like, I'll pray for you, that's fine, but like I'm not gonna cast anything off, I'm not gonna break off your attachments, because I don't wanna make your life harder. I'm gonna get to the point where you're ready to send that thing away and never to return. Because I don't want this thing to come back bigger and you to have an even harder time and go places that you don't want to go. So the same kind of goes for churches. And we're not strangers to the fact that I am not saying Catholic churches are bad by any means. I've been to Catholic churches a few times and I enjoyed it. But we've heard a lot of stories about some pretty bad things happening in Catholic churches. And So the fact that it was happening, and like, even honestly, even non-Catholic churches, like, it doesn't matter, is if there's darkness being hidden, then it's eventually going to get bad. Some one way or another, it's gonna get bad. So that's why it doesn't really surprise me that that church, there's a couple, I think there was a couple of them that I watched, they went to these churches that were just so evil, and it just doesn't surprise me, because that's kind of how the spirit realm works, at least with like good and evil spirits. So sorry, super awkward, somebody's riding by on their bike, so it's kind of an awkward topic to talk about when somebody's riding by on their bike. There was also traffic. I was gonna cross the street because that's what I need to do, but there was traffic and I'm like, it's so loud, because it's starting to get dark. But yeah, so if you have any questions about, I may or may not be able to answer them. I've gone through a lot and made a lot of mistakes, because I have definitely cast demons out of people who weren't ready for them to be cast out, and they were possessed, and it made it a lot harder for them. And I have, same thing with houses, staying at people's houses. So typically, so like, to keep myself safe, like if it's somebody who has asked me to and I know that they're ready, or if we both are in agreement that they're ready, I don't have a problem with that. I will help them, I will pray for them, whatever. But if it's a situation where I'm just temporarily staying there, and it's either somebody who we haven't had the conversation with, or it's like a hotel or something, then I'll bind things instead of breaking them off or casting them out. Basically, that means that the time that they're bound, they don't really have any power. They can't really do much, but they're there. They're there, but they really can't do much, if anything. And typically I'll be like, this is time that I'm here, you're bound, like whatever. And so that way I'm safe, but then I'm not making things harder for anybody, and or including myself, because sometimes, like, if you do that and you don't have a lot of experience, or it's something you really shouldn't have done, sometimes it comes back to bite you in the butt, and you actually end up having a bunch of issues and struggles, and life gets pretty hard. So life can already be hard sometimes, so you don't want to make it harder on yourself either. So just surround yourself with people who have experience and understand that. That way you can learn from them and do it in a safe way. But like, if I'm just visiting a place and I'm not actually like staying there, I'm just like passing through for an afternoon or something, I usually don't do anything to anything unless it tries to like hurt me. And often I don't even like pray to see what's going on unless I'm in danger, because I'm like, it's too exhausting to see things happen. But anyways, so if you have questions, if you want to know more, if you have stories of your own, if you have people you want me to collaborate with, suggestions on that, if you have patient suggestions, contact me at Brixenta. You can find me just about anywhere at Brixenta. You're gonna get a lot of content. Oh, that streetlight just came on and freaked me out. You're gonna get a lot of content on urban exploring and the supernatural on YouTube. So more of these stories, as well as exploring places, how it feels, all that stuff on YouTube. On Instagram, you're gonna be able to put in your input. It's really nice out, but it got so windy. Sorry. So sorry. Hopefully that you can hear this. But yeah. So Instagram is where you're gonna be able to put in your input, Bricks into music. TikTok is mostly product reviews and ASMR, but I do a little bit of singing on there, as well as sprinkling in some of the supernatural as well. So That's my biggest platform, so that's probably the hardest one to get a hold of me on, because sometimes my notifications are kind of crazy. Not sometimes, always. So, Twitter is usually okay. I'm not on there a lot, so it's probably not the best. Instagram's probably the easiest place to get a hold of me. And YouTube's probably the easiest place to look for more stories and more exploring. So I'm at Brixenta, pretty easy to find. Let me know who you want me to collaborate with. Let me know locations. Let me know if you have questions about the supernatural. Whatever it is. I love you so much. Dream big. Take action. Bye.